Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has no plans of changing that. He's still Lord and Lord of all. Hallelujah. It's so great to be coming here once again this morning, and I'm so excited about today's broadcast because I'm sharing concerning the benefits of the Father. The benefits of the Father. You know, in Psalm 68, verse 19, the Bible says, "And blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits." A daily loaded us with benefits. So every single day is created by God for you to enjoy benefits, great benefits. Even the God of our salvation, the God of our... Now, listen to this. So, it's so important. It says, blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He is the God of our salvation. So this scripture was not written to just anybody. It was written to those who have God being the God of their salvation. And He is the God of my salvation. Through salvation, I've become born again and I've become His child. And He is in my life. And He is in your life to load you with benefits every single day. So today, God is ready. God has benefits. Make sure you enjoy every single benefit that God has for you today. Hallelujah. I want to show you some of the benefits that God has for us. And I want us to read in Psalm 103. I'm reading from verse 1. So lovely. It says, a Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. So He's letting you know that there are some benefits that God gives. He says, don't forget them. Don't forget them today. Decide to enjoy the benefits that God brings. Like I said, God is not in your life to destroy you. God is not in your life to look at your sin and look at your wrong. You know, the Bible says that there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Stop condemning yourself. Stop allowing the devil to condemn you. He's called the accuser of the brethren. He will accuse you to yourself. He will let you know that you're not correct. You see, but God wants you to know that you are correct. Look at some of the benefits. It's so interesting. Psalm 103. Verse 2, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Verse 3 says, who forgiveth all thy iniquities? That's the first thing. That's the first benefit. So even before you start the day, God has forgiven you all your iniquities. He has forgiven you all your troubles. Hallelujah. Is that not so interesting? David said that, blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven him, whose trespasses are taken care of. God has benefits for you today to forgive you all your trespasses. Now, that does not mean that you should go ahead and do them. You see, when you're born again, you don't take delight in doing wrong. No child of God, no genuine child of God takes delight in doing wrong. No, not at all. We are actually tempted to do wrong. You see, before you became born again, you could do wrong without thinking twice. I mean, you could do any foolish thing without thinking twice about it. But now, as a child of God, you are tempted to do wrong. And when you do that wrong, you feel guilty, you feel wrong, you wonder why you did that. You become sorry, you feel sorry. It is the nature of God in you that pushes you to feel that way. You know, but the Bible tells us that if we sin and we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. You see, so He is there. He says, who forgiveth all thy iniquities? All my iniquities are forgiven for today. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It means that if there should be a temptation that I'm unable to stand, all I need to do is to confess. And as I confess, He forgives me of all my wrongs. Hallelujah. Then it says, who healeth all thy diseases? Who healeth all thy diseases? So every single day is loaded with healing for you. Oh, hallelujah. If you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your Father which is in heaven? He knows how to give good gifts. One of the good gifts is forgiveness. Another good gift is healing for you. He says, who healeth all thy diseases? You see, if you read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, he mentions that by His stripes you were healed. We were healed long ago. I proclaim healing for you today. Whatever problem or whatever challenge you have with your health, I proclaim healing for you today in the name that every single thing responds to, in the name that every disease responds to, in Jesus' mighty name, in the name that is higher and above every other name, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I proclaim healing for you today. I command that cancer to go. I command that pain in your body to go. I command that blindness, that pain in your eye to leave, in the name of the Lord Jesus, because there's a benefit for you, a child of God, that you don't need to be in pain. How does pain in your life glorify God? It doesn't at all. Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Oh, thank you, Jesus. He says He redeems your life from destruction. It means that today, no matter what the enemy has set, no matter the trap of temptation, the trap of destruction that the devil has set for you, he says he will redeem you. He has a benefit for you today to redeem your life from destruction. Hallelujah. To redeem your life from destruction. I see you redeemed from all forms of destruction in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's past the benefits of the Father, my brother. It's past the benefit of the Lord, my sister. It is for you today. Receive life, redemption from destruction in the name of the Lord Jesus. I see you preserved. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.